Snyder held a news conference with Republican legislative leaders to announce the deal. The governor says he doesn't care for the right-to-work label usually given to such legislation.
I'm asking that we pass an act that calls for workplace fairness and equity, to be pro-worker, to give freedom of choice to our workplace, and that the legislators move promptly and efficiently in moving it through the legislature, and when it arrives on my desk, I plan on signing it.
Snyder says the legislation is pro-worker, not anti-union, adding that unions play an important and positive role in Michigan. That point was echoed by Republican Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville and by State House Speaker Jace Bulger of Marshall. He says the legislation will empower working people.
They deserve the freedom to make decisions for themselves and their family. They deserve the freedom to decide which organizations they want to join and which organizations they do not want to join. We're talking about fairness. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about equality. These are basic American rights. These are values that should unite us. They should not divide us.
But unions and other opponents of the legislation don't see it that way. The group Progress Michigan quickly posted a video on YouTube featuring three members of the laborers' union, including Lynn Coleman. He says the plan would hurt all workers, not just those in unions.
In right-to-work states, 21% fewer people have health coverage. I would tell them, in right-to-work states, the average wage, not just union workers' wage, the average wage is $5,300 less than in non-right-to-work states.
Another union member said the proposed Michigan law would, in his words, give everyone the right to work for less. The governor's office posted its own YouTube video encouraging support for the legislation. The Gongmer News Service says several people were arrested today by state police as they tried to enter the Senate chamber to protest the legislation that prompted an order closing the state capitol building to the public. And that led to an emergency lawsuit filed by Democrats who wanted the public to be allowed back in. Governor Snyder says police and firefighters aren't included in the plan because they're already covered by Public Act 312. It bans strikes by public safety workers and requires binding arbitration to settle contract disputes. But Snyder says that isn't the only reason.
It's a unique circumstance because of the dangerous nature of their work, where it can be important that they have that special bond, that connection between them, that we thought it wasn't appropriate to move forward with that option at this point in time.
Snyder says Michigan needs what he calls the Workplace Fairness and Equality Act to add steam to the state's economic recovery. He says Indiana saw a measurable increase in economic development after it approved a right-to-work law last February. The governor says Michigan has lost potential investment because it doesn't have a similar law.
Just recently, we were talking to a group of site selectors. And not a scientific study, but just the feedback we got from them, they said about 25% of the opportunities that were presented to them to look at different states to set up is they excluded any state that didn't allow workers the freedom to choose. That's a huge loss of opportunity because we are showing progress in Michigan, and we need to keep that comeback coming.
But Linda Teeter at the group Michigan Citizen Action, which opposes the right-to-work law, says the governor's positive assessment is very premature.
There's been some studies that have been done that have shown that it doesn't protect workers, nor has there been an increase in employment and investment. My sense is that it's way too soon for Indiana to have shown results. They just have passed that law. So how do we know that it's successful?
Teeter says the legislation is being rushed through without proper hearings and public input. Republican legislative leaders say they expect right-to-work legislation to be on Snyder's desk before lawmakers adjourn for the holidays. It will be attached to budget bills, meaning that opponents won't have the option to call for a voter referendum. Michigan voters rejected a proposed constitutional amendment that would have added a right to collective bargaining last month. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.